Podcasting from Nashville, Tennessee, this is your New Constructs Weekly Market Update. Visit us at newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor, and market veteran, David Trainer.
Equity price correlations for the S&P 500 among the 10 sectors were up to 83% in December from being down to 58% in November. My good friends at ConvergeX, Nick Colas, have been tracking this for a while, and I think it's a very interesting stat. During the height of the mortgage crisis and all the volatility we saw then, and for three or four years after that, we saw really high correlations, which pretty much meant stock selection didn't matter much. It was whether or not you were long in general or short in general, and that would sort of define performance. And that was sort of why the macro stuff became more and more important. Everyone talked about that because the macro call was what would drive what your performance was. And you guys have heard me talk before on other podcasts about how ultimately the macro call is almost impossible to make. You know, tons of economists differ in their opinions. Very few people get the macro call right for reasons other than luck, right? So a lot of people do get it right, but try not to mistake skill for luck, okay? So my point is, asset price correlations are going up. The macro picture is getting a little bit tougher. We're seeing more volatility, whether it's the Greek re-elections, whether it's the strength in the dollar, whether it's whether or not the Fed is going to raise rates. And again, I don't really pretend to say I can predict any of those things. I don't pretend to say that we can predict the new constructs, you know, anything for that matter. What we do like to focus on is what kind of predictions are baked into stock prices. We like stocks with a prediction reflected in the stock price is low. You know, for example, we talk about stocks we like. We talked about on another podcast for Chuck Jaffe, Cigna, where the price to economic book value was about 1.0, right? Which means that that price implies no future growth. And then we like to avoid stocks with really high growth expectations baked into them. And so we avoid stocks where, to justify the current stock price, the company's got to go profits at, say, 15% compounded annual for the next 25 years. An unlikely event, even if things go well, right? So you want to buy stocks with low expectations, sell stocks with high expectations. And that rule matters no matter what the asset price correlations are. It matters no matter what the macro view is, or what the macro changes are. Now you might say, oh no, it doesn't really matter. You know, what matters is whether or not Feds are going to raise rates, blah, 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 or any certain thing in the macro in the near term. And yeah, that's true. That's true in the near term. If you can predict the near term direction of prices, if you can predict the near term direction of inflation, if you can predict the near term direction of sort of the macro, big macro trends, whether it's the dollar, whether it's Greek re-election, then be my guest. Play those trends, play those strategies, and make a lot of money. Go for it. But again, if you're not a professional and you're not dedicating millions of dollars and hundreds of hours a week between you and your team to doing that kind of work, I would say it's going to be very difficult for you to out-compete those that are. Because remember, there are lots of professionals out there. And trying to, in your spare time or on weekends, compete with the folks that do this full time, you know, that's just kind of like you coming off the couch and trying to play for the New England Patriots, right? They're conditioned, they're focused, they're trained, they're constantly studying. They are working their tails off to be the best at what they do, and they're phenomenally gifted to be in the position to do that to begin with. That's why they're professionals, professional athletes. And the professional money managers, well, they're the same way. They're gifted at what they do, which is why they were able to get the job to begin with and be successful in that industry. And they spend millions of dollars on research, and they have teams of researchers spending hundreds of hours, thousands of hours, tens of thousands of hours a week focusing on trying to answer these questions. So keep in mind, you know, if you're not one of the big Wall Street insiders, you need to work on where you can get an advantage. And one distinct and clear area to get an advantage is to understand the propaganda, see it for what it is, realize that the information that you're getting on the news outlets and other places is not necessarily news, but it's entertainment. See it for what it is. Understand that doing your homework and going through and reading all the details is not just something you ought to do, it's something you gotta do. you're already starting with operating at a competitive disadvantage to those folks that have the millions of dollars and thousands of hours just spent on research, that are part of the propaganda machine, that are part of the big research departments publishing research that they know will benefit them. And by the way, if you read the fine print in the back of those reports, they say it. By the way, we could be making trades or doing investment banking deals that are in conflict to the content of this report. It's in every single Wall Street report. They got to put it in there, in every single one. You know why? Because they don't want to just put it in the ones where it's true. So they put it in all of them. And that's part of the game here. They're going to inundate you with so much material you can't possibly read it all. Companies are doing the same thing with 200-page on average annual reports. So what do? Either you buckle down and read them, or you find someone who's an expert in doing that and who provide it for you at a reasonable price. So asset price correlations are going up. Don't be fooled. The macro picture is going to dominate here for the near term. But at the end of the day, the only way to make money in this stock market is to own stocks with low expectations and strong cash flows. And the only way to make sure you're measuring that correctly is to read all the details, including the fine print in the footnotes. And make sure you know everything that there is publicly available to know about that company so you can compete with those people who have both good public and private or proprietary information that you don't have. Do yourself a big favor. At least have all you can gather from the public realm so that you can at least compete fairly or somewhat better with those that have that public information as well as their own proprietary information. Have a great day. Thank you.